out this evening. There's no place else that I would rather be than serving God this evening. To our guests, we're so thankful that you came our way. And if you have any questions about the things you see or things you don't see, we'd love to sit and study God's Word with you. Our goal today is to worship God the way that He has revealed to us through His Word. We're just a group of Christians who are trying our best to get to heaven. When we are here worshiping God, we are the majority. With our brothers and sisters in Christ, we are built up. We sing songs like we just sang, "Dare Stand Like Joshua," and stand up for Jesus. We know that as soon as we leave this place, we'll go back into the world. When we were just the majority, we become the minority. And standing up for Jesus becomes harder to do. When difficult times come, does our faith waver? Do we become like Peter, who we read in Luke 22, verses 56 through 60, when Peter denied Christ three times? Difficult times happen to all of us as we journey through life. The question becomes, how do we continue to serve God in difficult times? So tonight, let's open our Bibles and our hearts as we study God's Word together. Daniel chapter 3 is where we will begin. And as we study the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we are learning three essential things that we need to have to serve God in difficult times. So let's open our Bibles to Daniel chapter 3, where we'll be starting to read in verse 4. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, peoples, nation, languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery and symphony, all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fire." So at the time when all the people heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and symphony, with all kinds of music, all the people and nations and languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. So the first thing we need to have is to be able to serve God in difficult times is we have to have courage. Merriam-Webster defines courage as the mental or moral strength to venture, preserve, and to stand danger, fear, or difficulty. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to make a decision. Who would they serve? Would they serve God, or they would serve man? Would they subject themselves to peer pressure and join in with everyone else? Or would they stand for the truth? I think that they remembered the Ten Commandments during this time. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20. We'll start reading verse 2. Exodus 20, verse 2. "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make yourselves a carved image with any likeness above anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or in the water underneath the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." Even though they were taken into captivity by the Babylonians, they knew they were not in Israel anymore, in their homeland, but they still had the courage to continue to serve God when nobody else did. We know that they didn't join in worship because in verse 8, back in Daniel chapter 3, "Therefore, at the time certain Chaldeans came forward toward and accused the Jews, they spoke and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, the psaltery, and the symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, there are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Verse 13, then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke to them, saying, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Just think about that for a second. If there was a time for our courage to run out, this would be the time. I mean, they're not just standing in front of their family, their friends. They're standing in front of the king. The king that destroyed their homeland, that took them into captivity. If there's any time to be scared, this would be the time. I'm reminded what Jesus says in Matthew 10, verse 19. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should say, for it will be given to you in the hour which you should speak it. Let's keep this in mind as we continue reading on in Daniel, beginning verse 15. Now, if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, the psaltery and symphony, with all kinds of music, and you will fall down and worship the golden image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. For if this is the case, our God, whom we serve, will be able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver from your hands, O king. God, what gave them the courage to stand up? They had faith. The faith that they had gave them courage to stand up. They knew that God was in control. And most important, when difficult times happen, one of the easiest things that we can forget, we can lose sight of the fact that God is in control and will always be in control. So let's examine our faith for a moment, because let's just imagine that we've been taken captive by ISIS. Then they have taken us away from our homes, our family, our friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ. When our faith began to waver, would we still think God is still in control? And now we're standing in front of the leader. And he tells us that we have to deny Christ, quit being a Christian, and become Muslim. Would our faith be strong enough to tell him no? By saying no to this man, we're signing our death certificate, because we know that we will die by the hands of this. Would our faith be strong enough for us to say what we read in verse 17? If that is the case, our God, who we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up. With that last statement we just read, we can see the last thing we need. They were committed. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had the courage, had faith, and now we see they're committed to serve God regardless of the cost. They knew that God had the power to save them, even if it cost them their life. They knew they would not give up on God. Many times when we go through life's temptations and trials, When we ask for God for everything, and when we ask for things, we want it now. And if it doesn't happen when we want it to, we immediately give up on God. However, they never stopped having faith. Let's continue reading in verse 21. Then these men were bound in their coats, their turbans, their trousers, their turbans, and other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, the furnace was exceedingly hot, and the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down and bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And the king Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. He rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of this fire?" And they answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out of here and come here." And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, the ministers, the governors, the king's counselors gathered together. And they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. Their hair on their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected. And the smell of the fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel, delivered his saints to whom trusted in him, and they would frustrate the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own." Because of their courage and their faith and their being committed to God, God delivered them. And He will do the same for us. When difficult times occur, let's keep having courage, a strong faith, and staying committed to the Lord. So when difficult times occur, let us remember what the Apostle Paul told the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians 10, verses 13, or 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. "No temptation has overtaken you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." I hope this has been very helpful, so the next time difficult times occur, we can stand for the truth and not waver. Thank you.